With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rooting out skin creams that contain toxic mercury. As countries try to rid themselves of toxic mercury pollution, some people are slathering, even injecting creams containing the metal onto or under their skin to lighten it, putting themselves and others at risk for serious health problems. Although the metal does lighten skin, dark spots, and even acne, research has shown that the silvery liquid can cause a number of health problems, including lower cognitive functioning, kidney damage, headaches, fatigue, hand tremors, depression, and other symptoms. To find those most at risk, scientists say they can now identify these creams and intervene much faster than before. The creams are popular in other regions such as Asia and Central America, and many people bring them into the U.S. for distribution through ethnic stores, where regulations are less strict. In the U.S., the limit on mercury in products is 1 part per million, but in some of these creams, levels were as high as 210,000 parts per million. Gut flora influences HIV immune response. Normal microorganisms in the intestine appear to play a pivotal role in how the HIV virus foils a successful attack from the body's immune system, according to new research from Duke University. The study published today in the journal Cell, Host, and Microbe builds on previous work from researchers at the Duke Human Vaccine Institute that outlined a perplexing quality about HIV. The antibodies that originally arise to fight the virus are ineffective. These initial ineffective antibodies target regions of the virus's outer envelope called GP41 that quickly mutates, and the virus escapes from being neutralized. It turns out that the virus has an accomplice in this feat, the natural microbiome in the gut. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Coming soon, genetically edited fruit? Recent advances that allow the precise editing of genomes now raise the possibility that fruit and other crops might be genetically improved without the need to introduce foreign genes, according to researchers writing in the Cell Press publication, Trends in Biotechnology. With awareness of what makes these biotechnologies new and different, genetically edited fruits might be met with greater acceptance by society at large than genetically modified organisms, also known as GMOs. This could mean that genetically edited versions of GMOs such as super bananas that produce more vitamin A and apples that don't brown when cut could be making an appearance on grocery shelves. Changes to the characteristics of fruit might be made via small genetic tweaks designed to increase or decrease the amounts of natural ingredients that their plants already make. Expert panel confirms that fragrance ingredient can cause cancer. Last month, a committee convened by the National Academy of Sciences confirmed a federal interagency group's conclusion that styrene, a chemical building block used to produce a wide variety of everyday products, can cause cancer. Which fragrances? Which products? Unless you happen to have a gas chromatograph or mass spectrometer, you won't know. Although all other ingredients in your lip gloss, body wash, and other scented cosmetic products must be disclosed on the label by specific name, the so-called fragrance loophole in federal labeling laws means that the ingredients added to provide a pleasant scent or to mask a bad one need only to be listed under the generic term fragrance. Besides cologne and other personal care products, fragrances are also used to scent household care products such as dish and laundry detergent. Right now, however, the only way to steer clear of styrene in personal care products is to avoid using any that say they contain fragrance, but don't list the perfume's individual components. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. for the Superhuman Radio Network.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined all the way from down under in Australia by David Joyce, one of the authors of High Performance Training for Sports. Later in the show, Lou D'Onofrio from Divine Nutrition joins us to talk to us about the journey of Divine Nutrition and their mission. Just want to mention to those of you who have not tried clearly filtered water bottles, stainless steel water bottle. Have water everywhere you go. Never have to lug a gallon of water around again to have pure water, because the clearly filtered stainless steel water bottle will allow you to drink tap water, bottled water, pond water, stream water, any kind of water that you can fill it up with. It purifies and allows you to drink it safely. And it tastes different. They have a 5% off plus free shipping inside the United States to our audience right now. So many people have gotten their bottles. I love mine. I carry it. I fill it up with whatever water I want, and I don't worry about it anymore. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the clearly filtered banner ad today. Well, it's midnight somewhere in the world, and that is where my first guest, David Joyce, is living. How you doing, David?
I'm great. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it is. You're exactly the opposite. It's 12:07 in the afternoon here. It's 12:07 midnight there. Thank you for staying up to talk about your new book, first of all. So,
it's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Before we get started, you know, we do a lot of book reviews on the show, and there's so much good information out there. What makes High Performance Training for Sports different than what people can find out there?
It's a really good question. I think one of the things that we've tried to do with this book is, when we were coming up with the concept of it, we thought, look, there are so many books out there that are either written by a single person, and it's their take on high performance or training or strength training or whatever it is, or there are a lot of research books out there which talk about, you know, reviews done on 17 college students that have never lifted a weight in their life. So what we actually wanted to do was actually go through and have a look at every area of high performance training and source the very best people in the world to write about their particular area of expertise. So if we wanted to learn about strength training, we wanted to speak to Dan Baker, who's the president of the Australian Strength and Conditioning Association here, and, you know, one of the most decorated strength coaches in the world, and say, if he came into your facility, if he came into your organisation, what would he tell you about strength training? You know, it's basically a conference in a book. It's 24 chapters, and there are people from all around the world, from Manchester United to the New Zealand All Blacks to the British rowing team to Team China to everything from all over the world. And it's written in a really applied way, Carl. So it's written in a way that coaches can understand. It's not Joyce 2004 said this and Lenore 2009 said that. It is just written in plain speak, what can you do to get strong or to get fast or to, and to utilize cross training effectively. And those practical things that as coaches we need to know every day of our working lives.
Are modern athletes different? Do they have different requirements and do they have different attributes as well?
You know what, I reckon they've got different pressures. They've got pressures of being professional in a lot of ways that maybe we didn't have in the past. They've got pressures whereby there's a lot of extra burden from social media, from traditional media. There's a lot more pressure on them from family and friends with finances and things like that. So these are all sorts of things that as coaches we need to take into account when we're programming as well, and I think that's something that on the whole we don't do particularly well. Of course the physical strain of training is the same as what it was maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but the fact of the matter is sport is now an occupation for thousands of athletes all around the world and many, many more. So, you know, we're pushing them harder and harder and harder. We've got new science which is developing our training techniques, which is enabling us to recover more so we can push more. So there's an extra physical toll placed on our guys and girls. But I think probably one of the big things is that, all the extracurricular pressures that the athlete has to face, which maybe they didn't face 15, 20, and more years ago.
Well, and I agree with you there. The exposure of professional athletes to the public has become a very, very important component for them. And that absolutely adds stress, emotional stress to the position. But I'm wondering if, because athletes are they're so much more proficient. They're breaking records that were thought never could be broken. They're doing things that were never on the horizon 30 years ago. They're pushing their bodies to the extremes of human performance. And does this require a coach to look at athletes differently, that maybe some of the older school coaches are missing the opportunity because they're still doing things the old school way?
Yeah, look, I think so. But you look at some of the world's best coaches and they're still 60 and 70 years old, but have seen a lot of athletes pass under their tutelage. I think what has definitely developed, though, is the interdisciplinary team which surrounds the athlete. So no longer is one person supposed to be the bastion of all knowledge for that athlete. We've got biomechanists, we've got physiotherapists, we've got athletic trainers, we've got strength and conditioning coaches, we've got psychologists, we've got sports dentists in Australia.
Yeah.
So every single people have got... every athlete has got this ring around them that have got a real expertise in a much smaller area, a much smaller field than maybe what we did in the past. And so we're able to go into a lot more depth and put the pieces in place around the athlete probably better than ever before. And so that's enabling them to reach greater and greater heights.
Interesting. So when we talk about your book, obviously you train rugby players, is that correct?
Yeah.
But what you talk about in this book is transferable to any athletic discipline, right?
Yeah, look, it is. For the last couple of years, I've worked with Western Force in the Super Rugby competition here, which is spread between Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. But prior to that, I was working with the Chinese Olympic team across just about every one of their Olympic sports, and that gave me a great background into sports that I never really had any background in, table tennis and badminton and these sorts of sports, which are, you've got absolutely extraordinary athletes, but in a way that, you know, is probably not on the highest of profiles over in the West. And then I was with the British Olympic team with combat sports for the Beijing Olympics, and I've worked in the Premier League and stuff. So a lot of my philosophies have been melded by my background across a number of different sports. So, look, I've got our guys doing drills that I picked up from China with the divers, for example. So it's a bit of a real mishmash, and the best coaches are thieves, aren't they? So you just pick up things from what you've been exposed to, and I think that's probably reflected in the book as well. So what we're trying to do is improve the athlete rather than the sportsman, if I can make that kind of distinction.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a lot more questions. We're talking about the book High Performance Training for Sports with David Joy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with David Joyce. He and Daniel Lewandin published a new book called High Performance Training for Sports, The Authoritative Guide for Ultimate Athletic Conditioning. So one of the terms that you use in this book that I've known from the clothing industry is bespoke programming. What you're really talking about here is individual programming for athletes, right? Not a cookie cutter approach, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I think that might be a word that we use a bit more in Australia, actually, because a couple of people asked me about that. Yeah, so it's putting the athlete at the center of the program rather than just saying the program is king and we're going to shoehorn every player, every athlete into it. It's building that program around their individual needs.
You know, one of the things that always shocks me about team sports is it appears that in any given game, no two athletes seem to be able to produce their best performance. And the reason I say this, so one day I was listening to, and I don't follow sports, so I'm really a neophyte. So when I look at these things, they're through a neophyte's eyes. And so I was watching one night some basketball coverage, and they were showing team stats, player stats, average baskets shot during a game. And they showed about five different players from one team. And I added up the averages and I said, wow, if those five guys alone performed to their best and just shot their average, there would be a total of over 200 baskets in a game just for that one team. But there aren't 200 baskets in a game. Well, at least not often. I don't know if maybe there are. But my point is,
yeah,
what about the culture of success for a team that focuses on the team and not the individual player?
Well, I mean, that's the alchemy that the greatest head coaches are able to bring to the table, isn't it? That's the real skills of the coach that brings a team of, or a champion team to win a championship. So, you see it across a lot of sports whereby they've got the most expensive, football team ever assembled and they've got a whole heap of star players, but that don't actually gel together. And, one of the things that we've got with our organization, Western Force, is that we arguably don't have the most talented roster in the competition, but we've actually done really, really well this year from having a group of players that have exceeded what most people, including themselves, have thought possible. And that's down to a lot of what the head coach does and the way us as a support team manage their expectations and actually raise their expectations. But I completely agree. It's probably not quite as simple as saying if everyone shoots at 100%, but you're absolutely right. That's the real trick of being a coach or a coaching team, to be able to get as many of your players firing on the one particular day when they need it most, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I like about the book is there's some really, really unique movements in this book that I've never seen before. Obviously, weight training can arguably be one of the most important factors in conditioning when the weight training style feeds into the primary discipline. So, in other words, you wouldn't have a pitcher bench pressing heavy, it's counterproductive. He's not going to get anything from it.
Yes.
There's one movement in here that I earmarked the page. It's a single leg isometric hip extension with a lower limb position that reflects the mid stance phase of fast running. I have never seen this much thought put into a resistance exercise that would specifically feed into a runner. This is amazing.
So that's in the chapter about movement efficiency, I think. And what we're trying to do there is we're trying to train the hamstrings, specifically the way the hamstrings work in function. So a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that the hamstrings in athletic function, say if you're running, are responsible for bending the knee, because that's what we see on a hamstring curl machine.
Right.
The reality is when you're curling your knee, when you're flexing your knee, sure, that's your hamstring working, but that's not the way it works when you're running. So the reason your knee flexes when you're running is because you flex your hip. It's a link in a chain. What the job of the hamstring is to do is to retain what we call isometry, so it retains its length. So if we go back to physiology 101, we've got concentric, isometric, and eccentric contractions. What the job of the hamstring is to hold that isometric contraction and let the tendons themselves provide the excursion to allow for hip motion and knee motion. And it's the same sort of thing with the calf as well. It's far too metabolically expensive for the hamstring and the calf to be going through concentric, eccentric contractions. Not only is it metabolically expensive, it's also really slow. We couldn't possibly run as fast as we can if we were to do that. So that's why, I mean, how often when you run do you get a burn in your hamstrings like you do when you're doing a hamstring curl? How often do you get a burn in your calves like you do when you're doing a
toe raises or something?
Like heel raises.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't work like that. That's metabolically expensive. So
we've got
to train the way we actually function.
So what's interesting about that is on a recent episode, we were talking about tendon length and how the calf works. And the reality is that people with short calves and long tendons have more spring in their jump because of the length of the tendon. And so what you're saying makes sense now, juxtaposed to that information. The goal of the hamstring is to create rebound, not to flex.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look at Usain Bolt. Does he have big calves? He absolutely doesn't. He's got massive tendons. Look at the world's fastest animals. If we just look out my window here, you can see some kangaroos, and they've got really long tendons. All their power comes from their butt. And you look at the world's fastest athletes, they've got big butts. And they've got skinny calves because it's just wasted. Now, why on earth would you want to have a lot of meat at the end of a lever? It doesn't make sense. So what you're trying to do is trying to identify those guys that have got the long, skinny, reboundy, snappy tendons. And they're the ones that you actually want to train up. And equally, when someone's got a tendon injury, you want to make sure that they've got that tendon stiffness. You want to make sure that spring is ready to explode.
Let's do this. When we take a break, come back, I want to talk a little bit about genetic gifts and how that plays into all this. You can get the book, High Performance Training for Sports, at superhumanradio.com. It's on the homepage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Later in the show, Lou D'Onofrio from Divine Nutrition will be joining us to talk about the Divine Nutrition journey. Right now, we're talking with David Joyce about his new book, High Performance Training for Sports. You can get it at superhumanradio.com on the homepage. So, do you feel an athlete can overcome genetics or the lack thereof with proper training?
At the highest level, I think it's a real blend between the people that have got the best genetics and the people that have got the best training. So if you have a look at, there's the two schools of thought, isn't there? There's the sporting gene guys, you know, the David Epstein guys, and then there's the talent code guys, the David Coyle guys. The reality is, as humans, what we like to do is go black or white. The reality is, the world's best athletes are genetically gifted, but they've also got outstanding training. So I don't think you could have one without the other. However, I do think that the good training, good mentality will overcome poorer genetics. And I'd prefer to have that than be a talented athlete that had no training application or poor training. Because I think if you're faced with that sort of scenario, you'll take the guy with the good training and the good work ethic.
Is training to increase muscle mass a mistake for some athletic endeavors, but okay for others?
Yeah, look, it is. Particularly mass, if you're in a weight-restricted sport, you wouldn't want to be adding a lot of weight if you're a minus 64-kilo taekwondo fighter, for example. But if you're a offensive linesman, you better have plenty of muscle mass. So it gets down to your individual sport. There are a lot of people that talk about when you add a lot of muscle mass, you get slower, and that's not something that I necessarily subscribe to. But what I would say is that no one can ever be too strong. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a distinction between having a lot of muscle mass and having a lot of muscle strength.
What is yo-yo testing that you use to evaluate athletes' progress in conditioning?
We use that a lot with our guys. So it's a 20-meter course. So you basically, on a beep, it's similar to a beep test. It's any form of repeated running test. So the yo-yo itself starts at point A, you get to 20 meters, you turn around, you come back, and you've got certain time points that you need to achieve that course in. And it gets progressively quicker. And then what you're looking for is the point at when the athlete drops out, when they no longer make it in the time prescribed. And that's the so-called theory is that that's a test of someone's aerobic capacity. The reality is, however, it's actually the test of how well someone can run a yo-yo test. So I often talk about this with my students. I teach at the Master of Strength and Conditioning, Master of Strength and Conditioning at Edith Cowan University in Australia. And they'll often come to me and just having run a yo-yo, and I'll say, what have you done? Oh, I've run a yo-yo test or a MAS test or any number of the variances of. And I say, what is it that you've tested? Oh, we've tested aerobic capacity. And so I'll challenge them and say, well, you haven't. All you've done is you've tested how well you can run that test. Because ultimately, if you and I have got to do the yo-yo test and you're a really efficient runner and I'm an inefficient runner, we could have exactly the same aerobic capacity. We could have exactly the same fuel tank, but my fuel tank's got loads of leaks. I've turned poorly. I've got shabby running mechanics. And so I'm just wasting energy. I'm leaking fuel. So irrespective of how big my fuel tank is, I'm going to run out of petrol sooner. So it gets down to how well you can run, how efficient you are, not just the size of your engine. And I've seen someone run a really poor yo-yo test and then fixed up some of their ankle mechanics and then got them to run it again the next day, and they've done a PB. Now, the reality is I've not done anything for their aerobic capacity. What I've done is just made them a more efficient runner. So it's a it's a complex test. It's an easy test, but it's a complex multi-system approach to how well you can run it. But we use it a lot with rugby because it's a nice validated tool for how well someone's going to be able to get through a rugby match.
We have about 4 minutes before we go into the break, which that discussion leads me to the next one, which is technique. We know that Olympic lifters are able to move large amounts of weight because of their technique as well as strength. So when you're training an athlete and you're doing things like resistance training and so on, how much of it must be technique specific versus just having them deadlift, squat, and bench press?
Well, you're always going to have the big rock exercises, aren't you? And I think for us, the deadlift, the squat, the bench press, and the bench pull or the prone row. And we look at them from a symmetry perspective. And you need the metabolic and the mechanical load that lifting heavy does. If you're going to get strong, you need that. But if you're an Olympic weightlifter where you're looking for not just strength, it's not just a display of strength, it's a display of how well you can get the bar from the floor to above your head.
Right.
And having worked with the Chinese, and arguably the Chinese are the finest weightlifters in the world, I can tell you categorically that the Americans are stronger. The Australians are stronger. A lot of the weightlifting countries are stronger. What they are not as good at, though, is getting that bar efficiently from the floor to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because with China, it's a legitimate sport for an 11-year-old. So they've been lifting, they've been working on their snatch technique and their clean and the first phase and the transition since they were 11. And so they've got the technique, and so they're therefore efficient. You know, it's so much of sport, so much of lifting gets down to efficiency. You've got to have the mechanical strength, but you, in a sport like Olympic weightlifting, you've got to be able to display that strength in your most efficient way. So if you're really strong but can't lift the bar, or you lift it too far out in front of you, and, you know, you're just going to topple. You're not going to be able to express that in the same way as an efficient lifter with maybe slightly less strength is going to be able to express it. And I think that's probably one of the main differences between powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why technique is so important. When you look at some of these very, very small Olympic lifters, as you point out, you know, they are able to hoist large amounts of weight because of the efficiency and technique, more so than muscling the weight up. And that's why I wonder sometimes if the type of training that coaches need to focus on has to be more technique specific than just getting their athletes stronger. Yeah. Absolutely.
So without a shadow of a doubt, Al, without a shadow of a doubt.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with David Joyce. We're talking about his new book, High Performance Training for Sports, that he co-authored with Daniel Lewinden, the authoritative guide for the ultimate athletic conditioning. We are all seeking better athletic conditioning. I don't even care if you're an athlete, and if you're not an athlete, this is a good book to help you reach a peak of health, because conditioning is an indication of aerobic capacity, and aerobic capacity is an indication of how strong the pump is, the pump being the heart. And we know that if you have a good, strong heart, you'll be stronger, and you won't have to worry about the death related to heart failure. Obviously, you could still have clogged arteries if your diet is poor, but clearly a strong heart is an important thing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR5.
bar and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with David Joyce about his book, High Performance Training for Sports. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. So, two last questions I want to talk about. Interference of one training for another. So you have an athlete that, like, let's say a football player, American football player, where strength is critical, but endurance and speed are critical, and you have the interference effects of cardiovascular training and in competition with resistance training. Is there a happy medium, or do you have to just settle for this?
Look, I think you end up by needing to prioritise one versus the other, and what we do is we look at what the positional requirements are for that particular person and go, right, well, where are you compared to the world's best? And, you know, if you're closer to the world's best in strength than you might be in endurance, but we know that endurance is a critical part of the game, well, that's what we probably need to prioritise. I think, though, you can manipulate your training somewhat to make to be able to achieve both. And one of the things that we do is to make sure that we train endurance stuff in the morning and we train strength in the afternoon, because we're in a sport, and American football is similar, and a lot of field sports are the same, where you need both qualities. You need to be able to express both qualities. And so we will always prioritise strength, because the more strength capacity you've got, the more, you know, that's the currency of what we do. So the more you've got, the less it takes for each effort. But we'll do our endurance training in the morning, and we'll often do that fasted and then have carbohydrates straight afterwards, because what that does is shut off something called the AMPK system. And then what we can do is then in the afternoon, then hit the strength training, and then feed that with protein and allow the slower developing protein synthesis to happen overnight. So you're kind of cheating a little bit, but it is getting the best out of both worlds. But what you're trying to do ultimately is trying, is really trying to train the aspects that you are most keen on, the most, most efficient in perhaps.
Overreaching is an important part of training. If you're not periodically overreaching, you're never going to improve. True or false statement?
True.
Okay. So how do you manage overreaching so it does not become overtraining?
So you need to overreach because that gives you your super compensation. You need to be able to give the body enough of a shock so it's stimulated to adapt. What you then need to do is make sure that you reach that point of functional overreaching as opposed to malfunctional overreaching or overtraining, as you say. So the overtraining is that aspect of training where someone is putting in loads of effort but getting actually decreased performance and increased injury risk and increased illness risk. In terms of how you do it, it's a really complex art. One of the ways that we look to avoid doing that is by taking daily wellness measures, and it's a simple Hooper scale, which is a 1 to 7 scale of how well someone slept, how well they're feeling, what their stress is like, what their fatigue is like, and any muscle soreness that they've got. And as we start to see signs of overreaching, like someone just pushing the boundaries a little bit, maybe you speak to the coaches and yeah, they're not real happy with it, but they're still putting the effort in, but their performance is not good, and also that they're starting to be a little bit erratic with their sleep and their moods, and they're getting a little bit of extra soreness, that's when we'll button back. But I think one of the big things to take out of this this topic, though, is that we often talk about it as overtraining, but it's actually overstress, because we can get rising cortisol levels which mimic these sorts of things by financial stress or breaking up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and all these sorts of things which are contributing to the overall stress on the organism. It's not just training stress, and that's, I can't emphasize that enough. We can't just live inside the bubble. What we've got to do is take into account the fact that the athlete that we're dealing with is a human and they don't just train. Even though that we might only see them train, they've got outside things in their life, which is the art of a good coach, is actually getting onto the wavelength and understanding what the issue that the athlete's dealing with is.
This book was written with coaches in mind, right?
Oh, 100%, 100%.
But could the athlete benefit from reading this themselves?
Absolutely. So what we've done is we've written it in a way that the athlete can understand and apply things immediately, and the coach, there's enough depth in there that it's going to reward repeat reading from the coach. So, we've not written it as though it's a Mr. Men book. It's not something that you can just flick through and understand in a day. There's a lot of depth in there. It's a bear of a book, but there's enough in there for an athlete who is really committed to developing their own training, and not just athletes, but you know, just humans, people that listen to your show, Carl. They'll get a lot out of this book, but the coaches will get a lot out that's based on their context that they've had with thousands of athletes in the past.
You know what I really like about this book? So after every passage where you expose another technique or scientific bit of information, you have what you call wisdom, which could be a prescription or a summary or a distillation where you say, okay, here's what you really need to understand about that. So for instance, on the one developing aerobic fitness, it says continuous exercise at low intensity, parenthetically about 65% of VO2 max, lasting 30 to 60 minutes, induces central adaptations, high intensity training characterized by intensities close to or above VO2 max, performed with an intermittent mode, induces peripheral adaptation. So the reader can actually
treat this like a crib sheet and just go right to the wisdom and say, let me just know what I need to know about this to apply it. I love that. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, so and then the preceding parts of it are the depth in it. So if you want to just hone in on a particular concept, what you can do is look for the wisdom boxes and go, right, well, that's actually what I want to know, and then go in and get a little bit more depth. But what we're trying to do is highlight the wisdom of the book. It's not a, as I say, it's not a lit review book. It is a what is it that these top coaches explain to you. What is it, the pearls of wisdom that you would get if you were in a conference that you'd write down?
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to elicit there.
It's a great book, and it's a substantial book. It's well over 300 pages, and it's a big book. It's an 8.5 by 11 page book. So it's just chock full of amazing information. If you are an athlete, if you train athletes, or if you just want to train like an athlete, this is a great book. It covers everything, stretching, training, aerobic, I mean, even immune system issues to watch out for. I mean, it's a fantastic book. It really is. And there's some movements in this book that I've never seen before anywhere else. And I want to give you accolades for that. This is a fantastic book. I also... I also want to mention one other thing. Both you and Daniel Lewenden have yourself listed as editors of this book, not authors. Is that an Australian... derivation to call yourself an editor, or do you see yourself as editing information that was already out there?
No, so we've done a lot of the writing, but we've also, because of the chapters, look, I know a lot about sport, and I know a lot about strength training, I know a lot about conditioning training, but I'm not going to put myself down as the world's best. So what we've tried to do is recruit the world's best to write the chapter, and then Dan and I in our role as editors, we've refined it and put it into the language that we want, and to be able to really put this whole project together. We're project managers, effectively.
I see.
We've written a lot of it, but we've battered into shape. But I don't want to take away anything from the authors, because we've got Franz Bosch, we've got Dan Baker, we've got Joel James, we've got some of the best guys in the world writing for this, and who are we to tell them how to write it. So, you know, we're really fortunate to be on this journey. And one thing that I would say too, Carl, is we fought really hard to get this really affordably priced. I think it's about $25 or something like that. And because we want every coach in the world to be able to have access to it, not a $100 or $200 textbook that we often see in at universities and all that sort of stuff. So I'm really pleased that you picked up on those sorts of things too.
Well, I think it's very noble in a world today where everybody is trying to position themselves as an expert and a guru, that you instead see yourselves as an editor distilling the information. And I really respect that a lot. I really respect that a lot. It's a great book. If you go to superhumanradio.com and go to our books area and the Amazon section, you'll be able to buy the book yourself. Listen, I want to thank you so much, David, for staying up late to be on the show.
Oh, listen, it's an absolute pleasure. Like, we're back here in at the Western Force. We're all avid listeners to the show, so it's a real treat for me, on behalf of my team, on behalf of Dan, to be able to chat to you today. And thanks for brilliant questions. I've done a couple of podcasts. These are some of the best questions I've had. A really informed person you are, and your audience as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we'll have you back again soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break. At the top of the hour, we'll be having our news, and then we'll be joined by Lou D'Onofrio from Divine Nutrition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and autopay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Rooting out skin creams that contain toxic mercury. As countries try to rid themselves of toxic mercury pollution, some people are slathering, even injecting creams containing the metal onto or under their skin to lighten it, putting themselves and others at risk for serious health problems. Although the metal does lighten skin, dark spots, and even acne, research has shown that the silvery liquid can cause a number of health problems, including lower cognitive functioning, kidney damage, headaches, fatigue, hand tremors, depression, and other symptoms. To find those most at risk, scientists say they can now identify these creams and intervene much faster than before. The creams are popular in other regions such as Asia and Central America, and many people bring them into the U.S. for distribution through ethnic stores, where regulations are less strict. In the U.S., the limit on mercury in products is 1 part per million, but in some of these creams, levels were as high as 210,000 parts per million. Gut flora influences HIV immune response. Normal microorganisms in the intestine appear to play a pivotal role in how the HIV virus foils a successful attack from the body's immune system, according to new research from Duke University. The study published today in the journal Cell Host and Microbe builds on previous work from researchers at the Duke Human Vaccine Institute that outlined a perplexing quality about HIV. The antibodies that originally arise to fight the virus are ineffective. These initial ineffective antibodies target regions of the virus's outer envelope called GP41 that quickly mutates, and the virus escapes from being neutralized. It turns out that the virus has an accomplice in this feat: the natural microbiome in the gut. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Coming soon, genetically edited fruit? Recent advances that allow the precise editing of genomes now raise the possibility that fruit and other crops might be genetically improved without the need to introduce foreign genes, according to researchers writing in the Cell Press publication Trends in Biotechnology. With awareness of what makes these biotechnologies new and different,
genetically edited fruits might be met with greater acceptance by society at large than genetically modified organisms, also known as GMOs. This could mean that genetically edited versions of GMOs such as super bananas that produce more vitamin A and apples that don't brown when cut could be making an appearance on grocery shelves. Changes to the characteristics of fruit might be made via small genetic tweaks designed to increase or decrease the amounts of natural ingredients that their plants already make. Expert panel confirms that fragrance ingredient can cause cancer. Last month, a committee convened by the National Academy of Sciences confirmed a federal interagency group's conclusion that styrene, a chemical building block used to produce a wide variety of everyday products, can cause cancer. Which fragrances? Which products? Unless you happen to have a gas chromatograph or mass spectrometer, you won't know. Although all other ingredients in your lip gloss, body wash, and other scented cosmetic products must be disclosed on the label by specific name, the so-called fragrance loophole in federal labeling laws means that the ingredients added to provide a pleasant scent or to mask a bad one need only to be listed under the generic term fragrance. Besides cologne and other personal care products, fragrances are also used to scent household care products such as dish and laundry detergent. Right now, however, the only way to steer clear of styrene in personal care products is to avoid using any that say they contain fragrance, but don't list the perfume's individual components. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Look, brother, there's a new groove. There's a new thing. It's down to the nitty-gritty. Yeah, that's it.
Welcome back. You know, it always interests me where companies start. It's fun to hear the journeys. Our next interview is about a company called Divine Nutrition. They are a sponsor here at superhumanradio.com. And you know that the sponsors make this show possible. This is a free show because sponsors advertise on the show. They want to reach you. I want to introduce first Lou D'Onofrio. How you doing, Lou?
Good, Carl. How are you?
And Steve Portello. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Now, are we all Italian on this show?
That's it. We are.
So this is Goodfellas Nutrition then, huh? Okay. All right. So anyway, how did Divine Nutrition get started? Let's start at the beginning.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and answer that, Carl. You know, I had another company, or you're aware of the other company that I own. It's, you know, in a similar industry. And,
right.
You know, one of my customers approached me and was like, you know, I can really blend some really, really great taste and proteins if you, if it ever interests you. And I was like, nah, man, I don't want to get into that market. I had no desire. And, you know, as I spoke to more people, professionals that I really respect, you know, they were telling me I needed to, you know, widen my scope of,
product offerings.
The product offerings,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went back to this guy and I said, hey, man, you know, I'm considering about adding your product to my product set. Send me some samples. You know, and I was also inquiring with other companies about getting samples from them. And I received these samples and, like, they almost knocked me out of my chair. I mean, I've been drinking protein powders for, like, since the 90s.
Right.
and I've tried protein powders. I've wasted thousands of dollars on protein powders where I go buy a jug of protein powder hoping that, you know, it's going to be able to replace the brand that I used for all those years, and nothing ever came close. You know, and I tried these proteins, and I was amazed.
Now, Lou, I'm looking at pictures of you on Facebook. You're hypermuscular. You look like you've competed. Where did you start in the whole physical culture game?
I played, you know, high school and college football. I was an All-American in college football. You know, after I got out of college, you know, obviously we lifted weights during football, and, you know, I continued that, you know, after college. It's been my, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it my number one hobby or whatnot my whole life, but, you know, lifting and training and all that has been at the top for me.
How about you, Steve?
You know, I've actually been a little back and forth in my journey. I was very athletic as a kid. I played baseball for a long time. And, you know, I found myself actually getting into the gym, like, I guess around 2002, 2003. And, you know, I've been in and out, you know, over the, you know, the past 10 years or so, because what wound up happening is I wound up pursuing business. And, you know, that's a little bit of how Lou and I really, in addition to us being, you know, very good friends, wound up really starting to come together is, you know, we took a lot of his experience and mine being in business, and we've really had the opportunity to get a very good product and, you know, business sense as well as experience, and kind of put the two together in a culmination and, you know, get this product to market. So, you know, once I started hitting the gym again, you know, back in about 2002, 2003, you know, I really started taking a liking to it and picking up some more about nutrition. And, you know, now I find myself, you know, like Lou says, is, you know, it's one of my top hobbies now.
And it's a good hobby. If you got to be, you know, I remember when I was going through my divorce, I heard the word that I was addicted to, you know, weightlifting and exercise. And I thought, you know, Lou, I think that you and me may be close in age. I'm not sure. I'm 56. I just know that when I was growing up, drugs were the culture. And so if this is my habit now, what's wrong with that, right?
Yeah, right. It's a good habit to have, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
I
sure.
think so. Yeah. Now, Lou, how old are you, Lou?
I'll be 46 in September.
Okay, so you're 10 years younger than me. Okay, so yep. So with that being said, did the goals change? Like when you were young, protein powder was protein powder was protein powder. But as you got older, did health and nutrition become more important than just net protein? And as a result, did that drive Divine Nutrition to be a step above what's out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, when you're a kid, you know, you're drinking those mass whatever drinks that have, you know,
who knows what's in them,
calories,
right?
Calories, yeah, you know, thousands of grams of fat and so forth and so on. I mean, as I, you know, like you mentioned, I competed. So in my late 20s was my first competition, and that's when I really started to learn about nutrition and, you know, calories and carbohydrates and, you know, protein intake and fat intake and all that good stuff. And, you know, obviously I started to wean away from the drinks that contained, you know, 50, 60, 70 grams of carbohydrates, 20, 30 grams of fat, and, you know, just went to the pure straight whey's. You know, which many taste like plastic as far as I'm concerned, or have no taste whatsoever. You know, just to be able to supplement my diet with additional protein.
Right.
You know, obviously the whey isolates have always been my protein of choice because of the absorption rate. Now that, you know, and we don't offer these products yet, but hopefully one day we will, you know, with the Hydro Whey's coming out and,
right.
and that sort of stuff. You know, with the absorption of that, making it much quicker so the body can utilize it after workouts and so forth. You know, it's definitely interesting to us.
Well, Steve, talk about the classic blends just for a second. And the reason I ask this is because there's more and more of a demand, especially from my audience, mm-hmm. of things that don't have a lot of artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial sweeteners. I mean, obviously we do take some of them, but we try yeah. to avoid them. The classic, I mean, the natural blend was the one for you guys that kind of really changed things, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm just going to take it one slight step, you know, before that is, you know, we kind of went against the grain a little bit with things of your normal thinking as far as our labeling. You know, we know that there's a large audience that's out there, including the bodybuilding industry, your everyday consumer. We want to be able to offer a product that's going to to actually work for everybody. And the natural blend seems to really be one that has a very broad scope for us. So what we wanted to do with that product is we wanted to make sure that, first of all, you're getting a top-notch protein itself. So we use a cross-flow microfiltered whey protein isolate. It's 100% whey isolate, so we know that you're going to have the good uptake, the quick absorption. We wanted to make sure that it was going to be sugar-free, and instead of using a sucralose or, you know, an aspartame or something like that, that we went with a natural sweetener, and we went with the sugar, we went with the stevia,
right?
We wanted to make sure that there was no, like you said, the artificial colors or anything like that in it, and we went with natural flavorings to go along with it, you know, and there's no other fillers or anything like that in the product. So, you know, when you get a product like this, you're looking at a very clean product that is going to be in demand for a lot of people. So whether it's, you know, anyone who is, you know, looking to supplement a meal, who's looking to lose weight, who's looking to build muscle, I mean, this product is, you know, a very large brushstroke. I mean, it has the ability to appeal to many consumers.
Right.
But not only that, is we are able to, you know, we have the vanilla dulce de leche and the chocolate dulce de leche. You know, stevia tends to have a little bit of an assertive taste.
Yeah, a bitter flavor on the back of the tongue it finishes with, right.
That's right. So what we did with the dulce de leche is we did a little bit of a caramel hint in those two flavors to be able to kind of mask a little bit of that assertiveness of the stevia.
Right.
So you almost don't even really notice it as the finish comes along with those two products. So that's why a lot of people are very amazed when they try those products, that you really don't even notice the stevia, you know, in the finish. You can tell that there's no sugar in it by the taste, but you don't notice that assertiveness of the stevia. And the strawberry, you know, the natural flavoring
that
was good enough in itself.
The strawberry is unbelievable. I love the strawberry, by the way. I mean, that's unbelievable. The strawberry flavor is spot on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions and lots more things to talk about. We're talking with Lou D'Onofrio and Steve Portello from Divine Nutrition. They are sponsors. You can get 30% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Divine Nutrition banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish.
Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Like I said, you can get 30% off Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate Blend by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad. The only way to get this is to click the banner ad. You're delivered right from our website to their website. A special landing page has been set up for our listeners. Save 30% off. It's ridiculous. But the strawberry, as I was going into the break, I was telling you. So I ordered the pumpkin spice, the dulce de leche vanilla, and also the strawberry. One morning, I took chai tea, made the tea first, put a scoop of the pumpkin spice in it, and I had a pumpkin spice chai latte. It was unbelievable. 25 nice. Grams of protein, and I'm having a breakfast, you know, a drink that's associated with your breakfast, right?
Right.
Okay. The strawberry, I've actually eaten it out of the jug. It's so good with a spoon. I'm being serious. So, now this is the question that has to be on the minds of you and lots of other people who are both consumers of protein powders,
sure.
As well as manufacturers. The industry has been recently a little shaken up by a company that was selling a very, very expensive grass-fed whey product. That when Mike Adams over at Natural News ran some tests on it, discovered that it was not 25 grams of protein and the 3 grams of carbs that was on the label, but instead 5 grams of protein and 16 grams of sugar. So now when I taste a protein powder that's really good, I go, man, I just hope I'm not getting snookered, right?
Sure.
So speak to that as a manufacturer, as a person whose reputation is on the line, you know, and what you do to maintain the trust of your clients.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you know, we have to, periodically, we always have to, you know, send things out for testing and so forth for independent, you know, because we get COAs, obviously, with our products.
Right.
Certificate of analysis. But, you know, we still have to, you know, periodically send things off for testing and so forth to make sure that we are in fact, delivering, you know, the proper product to all of our
And to make sure that you're buying what you think you're buying, because let's face it, you're a consumer at
Absolutely.
The point of distribution. So you're buying from a co-packer, a manufacturer, whatever. You want to make sure they're not doing it to you.
Absolutely. That's right, because it's on more than one end. That's correct. It's, you know, not only on the consumer, but it's also on us as an entity. Correct.
Have you ever thought about putting those tests up on the website to let people click on them and go, okay, buy with confidence?
That's a good point. I mean, that's something that obviously we could definitely discuss.
I think that I'm putting this out there to you, whether or not you pick up on it or whether or not you're thinking to yourself, geez, why did we do this interview? I got to tell you, I think that a lot of people would take the brakes off, not for your company, in general. If more companies provided a little more transparency, because the company that just got, they were a sponsor on my show.
Okay.
And a lot of people bought $150 for 5-pound jugs of protein, only to find out that they were consuming 16 grams of sugar. And everybody agreed it was the best tasting whey that they had ever had. Well, sure it was. It was 16 grams of sugar.
Right.
Pretty good marketing company, I guess.
Yeah.
Just the protein for $150.
Oh, yeah. And listen, man, a lot of us went for it. I mean, I have a lot of people in this audience that have sent me mail saying, look, what the hell? And I said, me too, man. I was taken too.
I mean, Carl, I come from an industry where you know, it's a necessity to test everything.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes the integrity I try to keep kind of bothers me a little bit for the fact that, you know, I mean, I'm bashed on a regular basis with my other company.
Right.
And people don't know the depths I go through to make sure I'm bringing the best quality products to market, you know. And it gets upsetting. And sometimes, you know, you'll see me being a bad guy on somebody's boards and forums and whatnot.
Because you just get tired of the accusations.
Because you know, I do. I go the distance for the consumer because I'm a consumer myself. I use all my own products.
Right.
I do not use these products.
Right.
You know? I'm just another quote bro out there that's, you know, using the same thing these guys are.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I want to bring the best thing to, you know, market as possible. You know, and that's the truth. You know, and on that topic, you know, you would just hope, and you know, none of us are really, you know, big fans of the FDA and regulations on these products. But I mean, the supplement industry in general, I mean, to find people with integrity is you know, a good thing. Because I don't think there's a lot of it in this industry.
No.
You know.
But you see, here's how I see it, right? So I want to use the genetically modified arena just for a second as an example. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to get GMOs labeled, right? And I think that's appropriate. We should know what we're eating.
Right.
But at the same time, there's an opportunity for companies out there to say no GMOs now. And don't you know that people are going to buy their products, even though they're not being forced to say no GMOs? And the reason I point this out is because as an industry, the supplement industry can actually clean itself up if more high standard supplement companies put out the proof of their high standards. That will do two things. It will make the other ones that aren't saying anything look like they're hiding something,
right.
And they will have to step up too then.
That's true. I agree 100%.
And we need to do that as an industry. I say we, but I mean the industry needs to do that because I think that, and it won't hurt anybody. It'll benefit the guys who are going forward and saying, look, click the link. Here's the COA. Here's Chromadex did the research on it. Here, look what they found. And people go, wow. And you know what it is? The other guy may have just as good of a product, but because he's not providing that transparency, people always are going to go, but I just don't know. So I'm going to go over here to Divine Nutrition instead.
Right. That's true.
What's in the future of Divine Nutrition? You coming out with a MRP?
At this point, what we're looking at is, I think the next steps for us, at this point right now are looking at formulating a pre-workout and a fat burner at this point are probably the next two steps here in the short future.
Right.
But I think those are the next two things that are going to be on our plate at this point.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, I mean, we're a couple guys over here, but the majority of our customer base is females.
Is that right?
And I think it's because that they like the taste of the protein. They're used to drinking probably, you know, those chalky. And I know what they're used to. They're used to drinking chalky products that have terrible aftertaste. And,
right.
You know, they taste something like Divine, and they're taken back by it. So, you know, we've taken after you know, some of the companies that came out before us that had great success on Instagram. And, you know, now we're starting to find, a good amount of success on Instagram as well. You know, you can find us there at Divine Nutrition.
That's very cool, and that's true. I mean, that is a predominantly female population. You just have to go there and look at the types of pictures that are being shared.
Right.
And it really is predominated by women, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, I don't want to name that other company because they are a competitor of ours, but I think, like, the first year in sales, they did, like, 90,000. you know, and now they're over $6-7 million in sales, and what are they in business 2 years now or something like that?
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So, hey, can you guys stay with me through the break? Because I have one other question I want to ask you.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I don't know. Yeah, it's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back. We're talking with Lou D'Onofrio and Steve Portello from Divine Nutrition. You can save 30% off a jug of protein powder by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Divine Nutrition banner ad.
Carl.
Yes, please.
We're gonna go ahead and up that ante for the next week for your listeners, and we're gonna go ahead and bump it up to 40% off. So if they want to use promo code Carl40,
awesome.
All together, all the letters will be together. We'll give you 40% off.
So CARL40.
Yep, exactly.
That's awesome. Really, really awesome. So there you go. Click the banner ad and then use Carl40 at checkout. How do you like that one? Where did the name Divine Nutrition come from?
I was really beating myself up over, trying to find a name for this company. You know, and Steve and I had met each other I worked for Steve for a brief period of time. You know, and I truly believe that Steve and I were, you know, divinely brought together.
Uh-huh, yeah. Divine intervention.
Yeah, like a divine intervention. Or,
yeah.
Or, yeah, you know, type thing. And, you know, I checked, you know, I mean, every name that I came up with was, you know, was being used by other companies or, you know, was registered with the state already. So, you know, and Divine came to mind. And, you know, Divine Nutrition may have been taken at the time. So we added Divine Nutrition products to it.
Yeah,
You know, the domain, you know, was available. So that's what we went forward with.
Now, Lou, you just got married recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I got married back in May 24th.
Congratulations!
Thanks. And my wife, she was a competitor she's been a competitor for over 20 years.
Give her a shout out. What's her name?
Her name is Judy Delamore.
Hey, I like
Bogota.
That. Judy of love. Judy of love. There you go.
Yeah.
And what about you, Steve? Are you married?
I'm not. But you know, my girlfriend and everybody around me keeps putting the pressure on me. So
yeah, there you go.
It's not going to be far behind. I mean, obviously, you know, she's the one for me. It's just a matter of, you know, when at this point. So
taking the plunge.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a great product for those of you who are looking for a protein powder. It's a fantastic product. The flavors are fantastic. They are sponsors of SuperHumanRadio.com, and as you heard, on the dime. 40% off. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? Wait till they give it away for free? 40% off. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for Divine Nutrition in the Carl Recommends column. Click the banner ad and then use Carl40 to get 40% off. Get the strawberry. OMG. The strawberry is fantastic. It really, really is. Hey, guys, thanks for being on the show. It's a pleasure. And thank you for being a sponsor on Superhuman Radio.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, Carl, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank for coming on the show all the way from Australia, where it was midnight when he came on the air with us, David Joyce. The book, High Performance Training for Sports, is on the Superhuman Radio homepage. You can get it there. And, of course, show Divine Nutrition some love. Give them a try. I promise you won't be disappointed. That's it for today. Tomorrow's Thursday. We have an episode. What kind of word is that? We have an episode of Transevolutionary Fitness Radio tomorrow. And I believe during the second half, hold on, I'll tell you. Hold on. The second half is, why don't I have this in front of me? Because I'm ill prepared. Oh, this is going to be a great show tomorrow. The second hour, incorporation of therapeutically modified bacteria into the gut microbiota inhibits obesity. This is a real interesting subject to me because you've heard me ask, whenever we've done shows about the microbiome, I've always asked these scientists, is it possible to kind of kill all the microbes in my stomach and reseed or add microbes to my stomach that will help my longevity and health? And a lot of times they go, well, we just don't know yet, or I'm sure it's possible, but no one's doing the research. Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about that during the second hour, so don't miss that show. And thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with...